Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, JJ, back from a long break, and this is Not That Funny, podcast by me. Today is not going to be a very good podcast, nor a very long one, because I am just checking in, because I've been gone for a while and haven't done a podcast in a while, and I feel somewhat guilty about it. Not that anybody really cares or is pining for a new one, but here it's been about 2 weeks, I think, maybe longer. Went to Mexico Sunday the 4th. Well, I got to the airport Sunday the 4th and found out that my passport was expired like a fucking asshole. And my whole family went to Mexico on Sunday morning. I had to go home, quickly scheduled a new flight, got a new passport the next morning on Monday, and was off and to Mexico by about 8 o'clock at night Mexican time, which is the same as here. Well, where I went was. So that was cool. Mexico was fucking sweet. I posted a couple of videos on my YouTube page with a couple of clips. It's funny, I took a lot of footage, but only came up with like 2 4-minute videos that aren't even that good. But the resort was fucking sweet. It was just incredible. Something I could never afford on my own. Nor could my mom or stepdad afford on their own. That's the wonders of a timeshare. I guess my stepdad bought the timeshare back in the 80s or early 90s and had it paid off right away. And now he's just retired and it's paying off for him. There's something. I was very jealous of my stepfather while we were out there. He inspired me to get prepared for retirement. He retired when he was 55 from, you know, union roofing, which is probably one of the toughest jobs you can think of. I've done it for not a union company, just for side work, and it fucking sucks. I can't imagine. And that was for guys that were just kind of relaxed, you know, just kind of doing his side work. But anyways, he's retired. All he has to do is pay the maintenance fees every year, which is like $900 a year. And it's, you know, I mean, when you go somewhere, you have to pay for your food and drink and everything, but and your flight, but you don't have to pay for the place. And the place we stayed at was like, I mean, if you went there, it would cost you fucking $7,000 for 7 nights. That's how nice it was. But it was incredible. That was Playa del Carmen. I went into downtown Playa del Carmen 2 days. It was pretty sweet. A lot of shopping, a lot of bullshit. Got offered drugs like 50 times in 1 4-hour trip down there, which I didn't take. Oh, by the way, I did come back with a fucking enough Mexican Viagra to kill a horse. So if you want any, just let me know. And if that's a crime that I just admitted to, then I'm kidding. This is a satirical podcast. What else? Oh, there's something I want to talk about. I watched one of the most unbelievable movies on Netflix the other day, and I'm going to describe it to you. It's so you don't have to watch it yourself, but I still recommend you should. It's called Vengeance. It's a Nicolas Cage movie. So basically, well, first of all, it starts with Nicolas Cage as a cop, and he, in the very first scene, he kills this guy, kills this bad guy, and he's like a hero, which didn't really play into the movie at all. But And then all of a sudden he's in this bar, and it's, and I mean, I'm not even kidding. If you could find something wrong with this girl, this is one of the hottest girls I've ever seen in any movie. And she's in this Nicolas Cage movie that really kind of sucks. She comes up to him and she's like flirting with him. It's the dumbest fucking scene I've ever seen. Not to mention, Nicolas Cage has about 6 lines in this whole movie. And she's flirting with him, and then she goes away. You know, whatever. And then it's like supposed to be like 6 months down the road, and she's walking home from a party with her little daughter, and she's dressed like a complete skank. Like, I mean, it's unbelievable. Her ass cheeks are hanging out of these shorts. She's one of the hottest chicks I've ever seen. Anyway, she's walking home from this party with her daughter, and she decides to take her daughter through the woods for some reason. All of a sudden, these 4 tweaker guys just jump out, and they start harassing them, and all of a sudden, they just separate the girl and the mom, and they just start raping the mom. And they smash her head in the floor and stuff and leave her for dead. She survives. The kid survives, but the kid hid but saw everything. And then all of a sudden, you know, Nicolas Cage is the one that finds him at the scene. And she, and for some reason, like, she's barely out of a coma. And then like 2 days later, they're in the courtroom with the 4 guys. And I haven't talked to any, to my lawyer friend or my other lawyer friend about this, but they got the kid in the courtroom sitting next to the mom. The mom's so fucked up still. She's wearing sunglasses because her eyes are fucked up. And they have her testifying in front of the kid, and all the 4 guys that raped them are like in the courtroom. It's unbelievable. And like, the woman goes crazy, and the judge is doing, saying stuff like to the effect of like, all right, this woman's obviously crazy, you know, and the lawyer for the 4 guys are saying, oh, she's a slut. Like, she let us fuck her. And it was just completely unbelievable. Later in the hallway, the judge and the defense attorney are like high-fiving and shaking hands and stuff. And the movie goes on and on with this courtroom thing. And then all of a sudden, like with like 20 minutes left of the movie, Nicolas Cage, without saying any words, they do this long, slow zoom in of his face when he's sitting by himself in the courtroom for some reason. And he just decides he's going to kill the 4 guys. So in the last like 20 minutes of the movie, he kills all 4 of these guys. And then the movie's just like over. And for some reason, the woman knows that he killed him, but they never say that. And it's just, probably, it's definitely worth watching, but it's one of the, only because it's one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen. And to be honest, I'll watch any movie that Nicolas Cage is in. I mean, some people say he's the worst actor of all time, but I mean, he's got a few good ones, so I just watch them all. But that was cool. What did I do the other this weekend, Friday? I was going to try to have these girls in to do a podcast, but they couldn't make it. Nobody could make it this week. We went to this show downtown called The Dirty Show, and it's supposed to be like some sex art show thing. So, we went down there. I was expecting basically what it was. What the fuck, dog? My dog just knocked over the gate. So I'm expecting basically what it was, just a bunch of art with dicks and boobs and vaginas and shit. To be honest, I only saw like 3 pieces of art that I liked, but, they had this burlesque show, and we walked up. Was there a girl on the stage? No, there was a guy. There was a guy doing a burlesque show, which was lame. And there's so much gay stuff, which I personally think gay stuff is hilarious, and I'm not grossed out by it, but I mean, it was so much that it was just like, ugh, get me out of here. It was just overdone. Like, they had this painting on the wall that somebody painted, and it was two guys fucking one guy in his one asshole, and you could see everything. It was just unbelievable. It's like, is there somebody really, even the, what gay guy would even put that on their wall? It was just too much. And there's, I mean, every picture had a dick in it, and it was like, okay, I get it. It's like, I don't know. It's just a little much. Nothing like, there was no like subtle sexual pictures. It was all like full fucking bloody vagina, or like a woman with a dick across her face or something, or two fat chicks 69ing or something. But the burlesque show, so there's a guy on there fucking getting almost naked. And that's the other thing with a burlesque show. That's it. It's not about the nudity. It's about the dancing, apparently, because they don't show, they don't really show anything. And they're on stage for so long doing this like whole dance thing. So then the next person, we're like, okay, it's a girl, comes out, and then, but immediately you can tell it's not a girl. And you could tell because her fucking fat dick is in her tiny panties. But it's this like 6'2" black transsexual with a still a dick, really thin. She looks like a cracked out version of RuPaul, really thin. And when she took her top off, her, it's like she was so skinny, but she had these giant basketball tits. It was, so, and she was like shaking them, and it made me feel like, oh my God, it's going to like rip her skin on her chest, his chest, whatever. But, so that was really kind of off-putting. I was worried I was going to get a boner throughout this whole thing, but there was a lot of stuff to make you just go, nah, no, thank you. There was this spanking booth. And like, there was this, I watched this really goofy thing go down, and I was telling my friend Josh about it as it was going down. So there's like these big kind of fat chicks getting like doing the spanking booth. Basically, you walk up, you get spanked, you don't get to spank. So we walk up, and there's like these kind of, a guy up there getting spanked, and then like, you know, a girl up there getting spanked that wasn't hot. And then there was this one chick that was hot. And she goes up there, and you can tell she's just this attention whore, because she's was doing it for a long time. And but before she went up there, she was with her boyfriend, and this guy comes up to her, and he's wearing like a ski mask, and he's like, must have been saying something to her. And then she goes to get spanked by him, and she's wearing like this assless skirt with like fishnets and a thong on, so her whole ass is out. And this guy was getting way more into it with her than he was like the heavier chicks. And her boyfriend is just standing there the whole time, where he's like whispering stuff in her ear and like putting the whip around her neck and then spanking the shit out of her. It was something to be seen. But I was more focused on like her boyfriend standing there watching it all go down than like her. And she was being so like attention seeking about it. I didn't find it very attractive. But, and then we move over to the next spot, and there's this guy, this big fucking fat guy, real short fat guy wearing a kilt. And he's like tying this woman up in like hanging from the ceiling. Like at first she wasn't hanging, her feet were still on the ground. Then all of a sudden, like one leg is up, then the other leg is up. She's like hanging there. So she's like, eventually she's hanging there sideways with this fucking crazy amount of rope on her. And we're like, oh, this is neat, whatever. And then all of a sudden she's like swinging back and forth, and we're like watching it, and all of a sudden he just starts kicking the shit out of her, like in her back and shit. We're like, what the fuck, what are you doing? And but it turned out like that wasn't just somebody that walked up, it was like his girlfriend or his wife or something. And, yeah, so the whole thing, like, I thought it, I mean, it was cool enough. It was interesting to be in a new sort of thing, something you don't see very often, but it wasn't really you know, that incredible. Oh, we walked, there was like this short film cinema room, and I'm like, oh shit, it's just gonna be porn, you know, that's cool. So I'm like, oh guys, I'm gonna step in here and see what's going on. And so we like step into this room, and I look at the screen, and there's just this guy bent over in a jock strap, just getting fisted by this other guy, just fist going in and out of his ass. And I was like, what the fuck? And it was just like, Jesus Christ. I mean, can anything be geared toward like heterosexual stuff, or does it all have to be weird? And like, who's to say it all has to be like weird and gross all the time, or so fucking hardcore? Like a guy jam, I mean, he was wrist deep in this guy's asshole. But so got out of there pretty quick. And I think that's pretty much all that happened there. Went home, didn't even jerk off, wasn't even in the mood to jerk off after all that weird shit. And that's like with all the art, like I'm kind of into buying art now if I have the money for it. But it doesn't, like with the sexual art, it doesn't have to be that. Like there was some stuff that was just like a drawing of a girl naked, but it's just her, like her butt, you know, and the back, like the backside. And it's like, that's kind of more normal. It doesn't always have to have a fucking big fat dick in their face, or like there's actually one of the funnier ones that I saw was like a guy on a computer chair, like a big fat guy. It was a drawing, a sketch drawing, guy in a computer chair, just like his back. And he was like jerking off. And it was just funny, the position he was in. But it didn't show anything. It doesn't have to be so, like, in your face about it, you know? I don't know. But it was interesting. I probably wouldn't go again, but it was cool. What else? I don't think anything else has been going on lately. I think I'm going to have Evan and Matt in here on Thursday. I mean, if you're listening to this... Today, this is Tuesday afternoon, so probably listen to it Wednesday or Thursday. So, yeah, on Thursday, I'm going to have Matt and Evan in here to catch up on some stuff. As far as anything else goes, if you want me to fuck you with a Mexican Viagra, just give me a call. If you want to buy Mexican Viagras from me, then I will sell them to you. But if you're a police officer, I'm just kidding. Anyways, thank you for listening. Just a quick check-in. Thanks for waiting for so long for another podcast, and I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks. The fuck? Most unprofessional shit ever.